Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Little Spider Transformation. This file will help you feel like a tiny itsy-bitsy spider, an adorable, cute, innocent creature that is great at exploring the world from every possible angle. Now, you may have already seen some series about a cute spider, and that is probably the correct direction to think of. Maybe you find this idea to be exciting, maybe a little spooky or otherwise unusual, but don't be afraid. You're not a ghost spider unless you want to wear like a white cloth over your head and go, ooh. No, this is a little spider transformation. A simple sensation for your mind and your body, your eyes, to see the world from a different perspective and to explore both inside and outside with your newfound agility, speed, and, of course, your web. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's first get into the right frame of mind to listen, to let yourself enjoy such transformations. And you may wonder how this is possible. And it's the same way that children can become anything and anyone with just their imagination. Although calling it just doesn't do it justice, does it? No, imagination is a very powerful tool. It is one that allows us to travel the stars and to sink beneath the deepest seas and explore inside the earth. Our imagination may appear innocent, but it is the drive that helps us to create, discover, and explore. Now, I'm sure that you have such a drive as well. You're still listening, after all. At least a tiny little part of you has to have this desire to look at the world, to explore, to see, to feel, to know it from different angles and perspectives. Close your eyes and listen. Let your mind relax to the sound of my voice, the cadence of words flowing by, almost innocently passing through your thoughts. As some of your thoughts take notice, and your unconscious consciously, curiously, creates a path for me to follow, to flow through, how my words go from one place to the next. And your imagination creates a beautiful illustration that permeates your mind in different places, helping you to imagine the unimaginable so easily, as if nothing stands in your way, and we can even shove nothing aside just like that. Now, we can abide by doing this alone, however, you are not. You are listening to my voice, and it's a choice that helps you to relax even more. So let's step through that door, listen, and let yourself become even wiser as your perspective shifts to a little spider. For a moment, imagine yourself sitting, or rather, walking on the roof upside down. With a smile or a frown, it's hard to see from this perspective, but for you, the world is quite new. Imagine yourself looking down from the ceiling to wherever you were, noticing your own body from the outside and looking at yourself as you easily skitter over the surface, along walls and ceiling at your own leisure. You could even dangle by a thread, sticking it to the ceiling and then slowly going down, deeper and deeper, allowing the weight of your body to become smaller and smaller. Did you know that as a little spider, you can make your own swing? When you're hanging from the ceiling, you can just lean a little bit one way and then the other way, and before you know it, you're just swinging back and forth, back and forth, like your own little pendulum. And as you look at yourself swinging back and forth, back and forth, you can't help but go into a deep state of trance. And you might wonder what kind of things are possible. Back and forth, deeper and deeper. As a spider, you can weave webs. You can make beautiful pieces of art, patterns that stick together, becoming something new, special, a part of the world. And as your mind unfurls, flowing from state to state, imagining the different things you can create, maybe even your own instrument, or some way to play, to allow this construction of slightly elastic rope strong enough to hold you. You can bounce, jump, swing. Who knows what else you can do? Maybe you're even fast enough to be your own tiny little spider, swinging from web to web, traveling with ease, effortless, through and over the world. Any surface is yours. It doesn't matter if you're sideways or upside down or right side up. You can simply go anywhere. And not just inside. Because once you have this perspective, being so small that almost nobody notices you. Perhaps you'd like to boop noses of something or someone. Or explore. Looking up, down, behind, in front, everywhere and nowhere, skittering around with effortless ease, and then exploring even more. And the beauty is, as long as your eyes are closed, you can look from this new perspective. You can feel the agility of your legs as you know instinctively how to go over and walk wherever you want. And I'm looking forward to see what you can make with this. Will you make music, art, or a whole story of different places you've been, an exploration of what your mind can do? Is your imagination even bigger than I thought? As the tiny little spider, so beautiful, a simple, tiny creature that can explore the world with innocent, tiny eyes, and let you realize that there are many things to see that you could easily miss with a different perspective. It's nice to know that you can take the time to show yourself what is out there. Allow yourself to take that time, become that little spider, and make the world yours, your own playground. The adventures you go on, the stories you'll see and live through, the sounds you'll hear, and maybe you even know how to use your weaving webs to become an extra ear, the tiniest vibrations picked up by the threads, allowing you to explore even further. Or allowing you to feel what you can't even see. Who knows? You might even do it deliberately, spreading threads throughout space and time to allow yourself to see and feel and hear, as if everything is inside your mind. Play, explore, create, and do. Let the little spider become you. And it lasts as long as you're comfortable to be. Simply think, reset, and you'll get back to what you were before, allowing yourself to remember everything vividly. And as long as you enjoy it, you can allow it to last. Now in a moment, I will tell you to wake. And you can choose if you want to keep your eyes closed or look around with a different perspective. It's up to you. Have fun. 1, 2, slowly waking. 3, 4, more aware. 5, 6, almost there. 7, 8, almost awake. And 9, 10, wake, little spider. And have fun.